Last time on Kids Corner.
Kathy Scales reporting live from Big Daddy-O's, which has served Tureen for more than four decades. Whether it will be able to recover is the big question, following a devastating fire this morning.
Who would want to burn down Big Daddy-O's?
And if they did, why?
Well, I'm not completely sure yet. But it really bothers me to think that someone might have set fire to Daddy-O's on purpose.
Get out of the building!
Everyone get to exit!
Okay,
the church is on fire! Everybody out!
Stay tuned.
It's time for Kids Corner's Listen Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
People just fell over.
Yeah, the roof is going to cave in.
Oh, no.
Oh,
please. Oh. Poor Mrs. Blake.
Oh, this is terrible.
Oh,
please.
Mrs. Drake, can you hear me?
Liz, is that you?
Yeah, okay, listen. There's a drain pipe to your left just outside the window. You can use it to slide down to the ground.
But that's a long way down.
I know it is, but you can do it. So just lean out the window and grab the pipe with your arms.
Later.
I still cannot believe this happened to our church.
I know what you mean.
So what are you doing?
Well, Pastor Ron and I and others have started to sort through what's left, but we haven't been allowed to come on the property for a couple of weeks.
How come?
It's all part of the fire investigation.
Did they find anything?
Nothing so far. Still a mystery.
Grandpa, what is going on? Last summer, everything was great in Tureen, and now stores are closing left and right. We've had two fires, crime is up, and it seems like everybody's moving away to that new place across the lake.
Life can change quickly sometimes. I know the feeling, believe me. Liz, you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
We haven't talked in a while. I haven't seen you at church lately.
Grandpa, our church is gone.
You know, as much as I love this little old chapel, it's you and me and all of us who make a church.
I know.
You've heard we're meeting in a shopping center across the lake, right?
Yeah, I've heard. I know. It's just kind of complicated. See, Mom flew out to Grandma's house to help her, and Dad's been really busy lately with his new job and all, and he's working Sundays, so...
Yeah, sure hope you can make it back soon.
Yeah.
We really miss you. You know that.
Yeah. Hey, well, I noticed Old Reliable's all packed full of boxes, so what's up with that?
Liz, I've got something tough to tell you.
Oh, no. You do?
This is hard, but...
Yeah, but what?
Well, I'm moving.
Wait, you're what?
I'm leaving my farm.
What? No, you can't do that. Where are you going?
I don't know yet.
What?
Most likely it's away from Tureen.
Wait, why? Grandpa, why are you leaving?
I wish I could tell you this, but I just can't.
Grandpa, I mean, come on. You've been here for, like, forever. I mean, maybe even longer than that.
No, believe me, this is very difficult to go through.
Favorite things to do is to bike over to your place for chocolate, cricket, cookies, and lemonade and just talk with you.
Yeah, I've enjoyed our talks as much as you have, Liz.
And you pull out your kitchen Bible and you show me stuff in there I never knew. What am I going to do when you're gone?
Wherever I end up, you can always call me anytime. I know it won't be the same, but we'll see each other at church, right?
I guess so. Grandpa... Why?
I wish I could tell you, Liz. I know it's frustrating. I'm sorry. I really am.
So Liz called us all over here, and now we just sit here?
Yeah, he's been pacing back and forth like that for the last 10 minutes.
Do you think he's cracked the mystery of the recent fires?
Well, it's been on his mind a lot lately, but look at him. I've never seen him quite like this before.
It was one of those days when a mystery just runs up to you and slaps you right in the kisser.
Uh-oh.
Maury, roll call, please.
Oh, okay. Lucille?
Here.
Spike?
Yeah.
Cammy?
Present.
You?
Here.
Me? Me? Oh, here. Done.
Thank you, Maury. I have called this meeting to make an important announcement. Grandpa is moving away.
What?
Oh. No.
Oh, this is so sad. Yeah.
Why is Grandpa moving?
Yeah. Cammy, that is a very good question. And that's the great mystery. I can tell that something's up, but he won't tell me anything. It's just not like him.
Well, do you think he's in trouble?
Well, that's exactly what I think, Spike. Oh. And it is up to us to help him.
Maybe he's a secret double agent, and the government has put him in the witness protection program.
Oh, what? That seems highly unlikely, Maury.
Yeah.
Hey, it happens. In the movies.
Well, Liz, if Grandpa won't talk to you, how will we find out what's going on?
Come on, we're detectives. It's our job to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, we could ask Granny what's going on.
Or we can ask Granny what's going on.
Well, how's that being a detective?
Well, I detect that that's the best idea we got going right now, so let's get to work. Okay, guys, we've got to find Granny as fast as we can. So it's time for Operation Divide and Conquer. I'll head for the farm. Maury, you check at the bike shop.
Got it.
Lucille, I need you to go over
I've got a better idea.
What? What?
We wave to her.
What?
She's right there at the stoplight.
Oh, wow. That'll work, too. Granny!
Granny,
hey,
over
Granny.
Here!
Granny! Hey, oh,
what's up, kids?
Granny, we need your help.
It's something really important.
Oh?
Yeah, Grandpa is moving, and we don't know why.
We think he's in trouble.
Could you help us?
Well, funny you all should ask. I was just on my way to see Grandpa myself.
Great.
I've heard he's leaving, but he's not telling anyone why. Pastor Ron told me he was at Memorial Park. I plan to ambush him.
Oh, good, because we figured if he wouldn't talk to us, maybe somebody old like you could.
Maury?
I mean, what I meant to say was older, you know, like way older than us.
Maury.
Well, maybe not that old, but you know.
Oh, Maury. You know, you're going to make a great old man yourself someday.
Oh, thank you, I think.
Anyway, Granny, can we come with you?
Yeah, can we?
Oh, thank you. But no. This is something that needs to be handled friend to friend.
All right.
Helmet on. Mission ahead. Off I go.
There goes one amazing old lady.
Maury.
Older. Older lady.
Well, there you are.
Gertrude?
I have been looking all over town for you. You don't fool me with that innocent face, James.
What?
It's time to spill the beans, cough up the goods, and come clean.
That sounds like a medical procedure.
Oh, don't beat around the bush, Mr. Anoli.
May I ask what this is all about?
I could ask you the same thing. You've got this whole town in a tizzy.
What?
Everybody knows you're leaving the farm, but you're also avoiding everybody. Now, what is going on?
Why is this so important?
Because you're important. That's why.
I don't know about this. I got a funny feeling Liz is up to something.
You're kidding, right? Have you met Liz?
Cammy, can you please pull up the app on your phone?
Okay. We're logged in, and yeah, it's ready to go.
Okay, great. Let me just steer our little butterfly right over there.
Wait. You're using the butterfly drone to spy on Granny and Grandpa?
Well, how are we going to help Grandpa if we don't know what's going on?
He's got a point, Lucille.
Shh, listen.
It's not like you to up and leave on a whim like this, James. What's going on?
Well, if there's anybody I can confide in, it's you. All right, I'll tell you. You already know about the drought and 3 years straight of bad crops. I also made a few bad investments. I had to increase my mortgage to get some cash just to make ends meet.
Oh, James.
It all started to catch up with me, and now the bank is calling in the loan. I don't have that kind of money. I've been banking there for years. It used to be all friendly and nice, but things have definitely changed. They want me off the land, or I face bankruptcy.
Oh, I'm so sorry, James.
But let me tell you, this is no time for you to go solo. You've given yourself to so many folks for so long. It's time for you to receive.
I don't want to impose on anybody.
James Annoli, this isn't some great mystery. It's just a stubborn man dealing with his pride. There is no shame in asking for help. You've got too many friends who would be more than eager to help you in any way that they can.
What? Oh, no!
We lost the signal!
We lost the signal?
How could you lose the signal?
Well, what do you think happened?
This...
Hi!
Tammy, I'm guessing this drone belongs to you, glowing green eyes and all?
That would be... yes.
Were you all spying on us? Liz?
Yes.
Well, just to be clear here, Liz was doing all the spying. The rest of us were just assisting.
Yeah, Liz. Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Liz, I understand that you were just probably trying to help Grandpa.
Yeah.
But this is not the way to do it. You all should know better.
Well.
And James, this is what happens when you try to keep things to yourself. Now, Grandpa and I need to finish this very important conversation without any surveillance devices flying around. Grandpa, let's head on over to the coffee shop. Jump into the sidecar.
After all these years. Sure. Bye, kids.
Bye. See you guys later. Well, we can't lose hope with you guys. We gotta do something to help Grandpa.
Well, what can we do?
Yeah.
Now, this is the face of Liz scheming something. Something brilliant, I bet.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, really, there's only one person now who can help Grandpa, but it's a long shot.
Huh? Whoever it is, it's probably our only shot.
My friends, we are going to the top. Grandpa means so much to me, to all of us in Turin. And he's always been there for us. Now it's time for us to be there for him. And since I kinda, sorta, just about saved your life from the flames of that awful fire, maybe you could find it in your heart to help Grandpa? And somehow, I just know you can.
Well, that's quite a speech.
I don't mean to interrupt here, but thank you for that limo ride over here. That was awesome.
Oh,
like, wowie kazowie awesome.
Yeah, your ride was pretty sweet. Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs.
Sure.
J. Thanks.
Well, let's see what we can do for Grandpa before you thank me.
All right.
I must say, you're quite an ambitious young lizard, Liz. Helping Grandpa, kinda sorta just about saving my life, and doing your own investigation on the fires. Have you found anything yet?
No, we haven't.
Well, since you're interested, I'll let you all in on a little secret.
Really?
Cool.
Wow. What is it?
It appears the church fire was a case of old electrical wiring gone bad.
Really?
Well, that's nothing official, mind you. Just what my friends at the fire department are telling me.
Huh. That's interesting.
It's really a shame. It really is.
Yeah, it is.
Liz, my assistant forwarded your voicemail to me yesterday, and since then, I did some checking around. No promises, but I may have some good news for you all.
Oh, really? What is it?
What is it? Tell us.
Awesome.
In fact, this may be some good news right here. Hello, this is Camille Lynn Drake.
Hello?
Yes. Oh, I've been looking forward to your call. So, what can we do to help Mr. Annoli here? There must be something that... Really now? Well, that sounds very good. Yes, I realize we still need to negotiate the details. Okay. All right, then. Thank you again. Goodbye. Well, that went much better than I expected. There's one more piece of the puzzle I have to work out. But I can assure you of this. Grandpa is going to be very happy.
Great. Praise God.
He's a very special lizard.
Yeah, he is.
Let's see what we can do to help him. Oh, excuse me, I need to grab this call, but I want to thank you all for coming on Grandpa's behalf.
Oh, no problem.
Sure. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, that wraps up all the rooms and the hallway. The bathrooms and the kitchen are clean.
Oh, Granny, you're the best.
Oh, well.
Yeah, thank you, Gertrude, for all your help.
Oh, it's what friends do, James. Are you sure you don't need anything else?
No thanks. These are the last two boxes, and Liz and I can wrap up here.
Well, then, I suppose this is where I say goodbye. Taryn won't be the same without you, and neither will I.
You are well loved by everybody. And by me.
We sure have been through a lot together, haven't we?
I've come to hate goodbyes. I'll just say Godspeed, James.
Godspeed. Well, let's wrap things up, shall we?
Yeah. Here, I can help you tape up your box.
Oh, thank you, Liz.
Oh, you're welcome.
Can you do me a favor and listen out for the moving truck? They said they'd honk as soon as they're ready to leave.
Oh, sure, of course.
And there it is, the very last box.
Oh.
Now, how about you take that box, and I'll take this one.
Okay.
Actually, I meant to sit on.
Okay.
Hang on, I'll be right back.
Grandpa, your house just feels so empty.
I know. All right, here we go.
Oh, chocolate cricket cookies and lemonade. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
So, how about we have ourselves one last sit-down talk in this old house?
Huh? Sounds great. Grandpa?
Yeah?
Please don't go.
Oh, Liz. Mrs. Drake told me you made quite a speech on my behalf.
Why, I thought she was going to help you save your farm.
She tried. She tried real hard. But she worked things out where I'm getting this beautiful little cottage right by the lake at a very good price. I really don't have a choice, Liz.
But Grandpa, you're old. And old lizards die.
We all die, Liz. Although old lizards tend to do it more than others, I'll grant you that.
I may never see you again.
Oh, you can still bike over to my place if you want.
It's an hour one way, I checked.
Well, you can call me.
You don't even use a cell phone.
You can always call me on my landline.
Grandpa, you've always been there for me. To give me advice, to help me know what I should do.
You know, God can do that, Liz, much better than I can.
I don't think God talks to me. At least I've never heard him.
Well, when you're quiet and you're ready to listen, you'll hear him whisper in your heart. After all, Jesus promised, "My sheep hear my voice."
What does he sound like?
I've never heard him talk like you and me talking right now, but he comes to me like a thought. And what he says always lines up with the Bible.
Okay.
And when you read the Bible, it tunes the ears of your heart to hear his voice.
Well, right now, all I hear is a horn honking.
No, well, that's my signal. It's time to go. Can you grab your box there?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to miss you a whole lot, too, Liz. I want you to remember something. For as long as you live.
Okay.
Even when I'm gone, God will always be there for you. You can count on him, right?
Right.
Oh, one more thing I wanted to give you.
Oh, okay. What is it?
It's my kitchen Bible, the one you and I used every time we talked. I want you to have it.
Oh, thank you, Grandpa. Can I give you a hug?
Of course. Come here.
Goodbye, Grandpa. Working late tonight, you can grab a box dinner out of the freezer and heat it up in the microwave. Love, Dad. I'm not even hungry. God, are you really here with me? Because it sure doesn't feel like it. Grandpa told me that you're in charge of everything. So, I hope you don't mind my saying this, but it feels like you're being kind of mean. Like, you're taking away all the things that are important to me. Daddy-o's is burned down, the church is gone, Dad is hardly ever home, Mom's away, and I have this awful feeling I'll never see Grandpa again. God? Hello? If you're talking to me, I sure don't hear you. I wish you were as close to me as you are to Grandpa, because I really need you right now. Wait,
Grandpa said that reading the Bible helps me hear God. Okay, then I'll just use Grandpa's kitchen Bible. Let's see if this works. The sons of Gomer, Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. Yep, I don't hear anything. Okay, make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and do the same with the end curtain in the other set. This is not working, because I didn't think it would. Hey, wait a second, what's this? Oh, it's a note from Grandpa. Dear Liz, this is the most important book you will ever read. Whenever you lose your way,
it will always point you like a compass to true north. Liz, there's an important job God has for you to do. That's why He created you. And never forget 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. Be strong and courageous, and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord God, my God, is with you.
Wow. Hello?
Liz, this is awful. This is terrible.
What is? What's going on?
Worse than Nerds Bad.
What?
It's more than Wowie Kazowie Bad.
Maury, will you please tell me what's going on?
Just meet us at Grandpa's house. Hurry!
What's going on?
They won't let us in the farm anymore.
Yeah, it's all closed off. Yeah.
This is terrible.
I can't believe they did this. Hey, hold up. Whoa, one at a time, okay? What's going on?
Liz, come here. Look at this sign right here on Grandpa's fence.
Okay. No trespassing. Okay, that's pretty bad, but...
Look at all the construction equipment, Liz.
Yeah, they're about to demolish his house.
Yeah. Wait, what? Why?
We have no idea.
Well, I wonder if...
Whoa, what?
Well, it's hard to see from here, but there's something... big and dark in Grandpa's living room. You guys see that?
What do you think it is?
I don't know. We cleaned out everything when Grandpa moved out.
I happened to bring my drone so we could investigate.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, Cammy, do you think you can fly your drone inside the house and look around?
It's tricky, but I'll see what I can do.
Hey, check that second window from the left.
It's open.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Okay, Cammy, go for it. Right. I know you can do this.
Okay. Maury, do you have the app up on your phone?
I sure do.
Then, all right. Here we go. Through the window.
Good job, Cammy. Okay, head down the hallway to the right, to the kitchen.
So far, so good.
Oh.
What's wrong?
What?
Is everything okay?
Yeah, the video signal went out.
How?
I don't know, but it looks like my drone crashed inside the house. Oh, I have to get it.
Wait, no, Cammy, what are you doing?
What?
She built that drone herself. It's really important to her.
But she cannot go into the house alone. She could get arrested or something worse. I'm going after her.
Me too.
All right, let's all go. Come on, Maury.
I'm right behind you, believe me.
Man, where'd she go? Hey, you guys check the front and the sides of the house. I'll check the back.
Okay.
Kimmy, where are you? Oh, the back door's open. Yikes, who are those guys? Man, I better keep an eye on them. Kimmy, hurry up, we got trouble.
Hold it up, fellas, stand by.
West side clear.
East side clear.
North side clear.
South side clear.
Oh no, Kimmy. Kimmy, where are you?
I'm right here. I found something.
No time. They're gonna blow up the house.
What?
Fire in the hole.
Go, you first. Get out the door. Kimmy, go, go, go,
go.
I'm
going. My head. Now that was quite a remarkable blast. Whew. Liz, you saved my life. I'm so grateful to you. We got out of there just in... Liz? Where's Liz? Oh, no. Liz!
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That feels good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by John Fornoff. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.